and your ways. And your doings. If you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, so I was just saying, Jesus quotes this when he's flipping over the table of the money changers. And I was about to say, anybody that tries to move money between the United States and Nigeria, understands money changers. And the people who steal as money changers. If you go on the street right now, US dollars are about 745 naira. You can correct it if it's changed. If you go to the National Bank of Nigeria, it's 450 naira. The Bank of Nigeria is basically like the money changers in the temple. They give a false exchange rate to steal from people. That's why Jesus is angry with them. So when they come with the currency of the Romans, let's say they came with US dollars, out on the street they'd be worth 745 naira. But when you go into the temple, you get 450 naira. So the money changers were stealing. Because in the temple they said, we'll only take naira. I'm using it as an example.
So in kazo da wancan sai ka canza ta tuwa zuwa kudin haikali kafin fa kai baiko.
They said you have to use our currency.
Sai su ce dole ne sai ka amfani da namu ainihin kudin.
So that's why he says they're thieves.
Shi yasa yace sun zamo barayi.
But local people,
amma ko mutane da suke a waje,
would have that money.
Suna da kudin su.
But a foreigner,
amma ko ba ko da yazo,
a Jew that didn't live in Jerusalem, would not. So the money changers were to pillage the foreigner. Wow, look at next verse. If you do not oppress the stranger. The whole point of the money changers was to oppress the stranger. The fatherless and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. Here's another one that's really relevant. Or walk after other gods to your hurt. They're rejecting Jesus Christ as God. Which means they're following other gods. Bold, you trust in lying words. Words that cannot profit. Well, you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely. Burn incense to Baal. And walk after other gods whom you do not know. And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations. Remember, even though this helps us explain the parable about the fig tree,
the
parable that really happened, Jeremiah 7, as you read it, it shows how does it apply to us. Your churches, how many of them do people steal, commit adultery, swear falsely, then come and stand before God and say, we were delivered to these abominations? Sounds to me very much like many churches I've been to in
Nigeria.
Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes, a hold I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. When Christ comes, he comes and says, this is a den of thieves. And anybody that studies it recognizes it's the Lord saying, behold, I have seen it. Then it goes on. I won't read all of it because it would take too long. But I will, oh listen, look at how this language is. Isn't this interesting?
In
15, he tells what he's going to do because of what happened in 11. And I'm just skipping, you should really read it.
Verse
15. Remember what we're trying to figure out is what it means when Christ said, if you have faith, you will cause this mountain to be cast into the sea. Isn't this interesting? Verse 15. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. Ephraim was the northern kingdom that God sent Assyria and wiped it off the face of the earth. And he says, I'm going to cast you out of my sight, just like I did to Ephraim. Could that have anything to do with the fig tree withering? I mean, Jesus said, the fig tree, if you have faith, you can do this to the fig tree. But not only that, you could cast this mountain into the sea. Maybe like God cast Ephraim. Maybe the same way. Do you see how this works? So then back in Matthew 21, because remember, we're still trying to figure out verses 18 through
20.
We're trying to figure out why the fig tree withered. But when I'll know it's about the kingdom of God, we know it's about the foreigners coming in. We know it's because Israel or Judah refused to return to amend their ways. And we know that God says he'll destroy them like he did Ephraim. And so he then says, but when the chief priests and the scribes and the children crying out in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. We could go there. I went there before, but I'm going to skip that one. They were indignant and said to him, do you hear what they're saying? And Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. So let's see, he's quoting there from, again, looking at the center column. Physical Bibles have a huge advantage. If you get a good one that has first references in a center column. So he's quoting from Psalm 8 to the chief musician on the instrument of Gath, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. You mean it's not about Mount Zion? It's about all the earth? You mean that earth that three quarters of it is covered with seas? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. We know that's back to salvation. Because Christ broke the power of Satan. Because by defeating spiritual death, he made Satan have no power over those who believe. Because the power of Satan is the fear of death. When I consider that your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. I thought the Jews were the special people.
Na ce ko ainihin Yahudawa ne mutane da suke ta musamman ga Allah.
Why is it the Son of Man?
Me yasa ko dan mutum ne?
Well, clearly from Hebrews 1, if you look up that reference.
Idan ko ka duba wannan inda aka yanke ka duba ta a cikin littafin Ibraniyawa.
And if you don't know it, you should look it up and see where else does it say this.
Idan ka duba cikin littafi zai iya mai da kai zuwa Ibraniyawa.
Or even better, look in your center column.
Ko kuma idan ka duba ainihin zakari da ke ciki.
Although my center column in this Bible doesn't have the cross reference, which is bad.
Wannan ko bashi da shi wannan ba a cikin tsakiyar babu.
So you should never think that the center column is the only cross reference.
Kar ku ga kamar ainihin tsakiyar nan shine kadai inda zaka iya samu littattafai da suke magana akan junan su inda suke bada sharhin junan su.
But we know from Hebrews 1.
Idan muka duba daga cikin Ibraniyawa sura 1.
That this is talking about Christ.
Wannan ko na magana ne akan Kristi.
So then again for the sake of time.
Haka ko kamar saboda ainihin lokaci.
Verse 9. O Lord, our Lord,
Allah ya Allah,
how excellent is your name in all the earth. So that's the context of these verses. He's going to judge Judah.
Zai ko sharanta ainihin Yahuza.
Because they're a den of thieves.
Saboda ko su ainihin gidan barayi.
And he's going to do to Judah what God did to Ephraim.
Zai ko abun da ke mai Judah abun da yawa Ephraim.
And he is going to cause his holy mountain.
Zai ko sa ainihin dutsen da ke da sarki.
To the Gentiles to all be at his holy mountain.
Yasa kuma dukkan al'ummai su iya shiga wannan babban dutse.
And his glory is going to fill the whole earth.
Kuma ainihin daukakan sa za ta cika dukkan fadin duniya.
Now let's read the parable.
Yanzu ko bari mu sake komawa mu karanta misalin da Allah ya bayar.
Now in the morning,
da safe kuwa,
as he returned to the city,
yayin da ya koma cikin birni,
he was hungry.
Yana jin yunwa.
Remember, God says that Israel was like a land or like a field.
Is Israel kamar babban fili ce?
And I'm skipping, but you can find all these.
Zaku iya samun wannan a littafi mai tsarki ko da shike ina dan dauka kaka ba saboda lokaci.
But it's like a field.
Amma kuma Israel na nan kamar fili ne.
That God set up.
Wanda Allah da kanshi.
The landowner set up. He set up a wine press.
Inna ko ya ainihin kafa inda za a samu itatuwa da ake yin ainihin ɗayan itace.
And he gave it to his servants to produce fruit.
Sai ya ba wa ƴaƴansa su fruit.
But they refused to produce fruit.
Sai suka ci su ainihin lura da gonar.
Sent his servants, they killed his servants.
Sai ya tura bayansa sai suka kakkashe bayan.
He sent his servants, they killed his servants.
Ya sake tura wa'ansu bayan nasu suka sake kashe su.
And finally he sends his son.
Daga ƙarshe ko sai ya tura ɗansa.
And they kill his son.
Sai suka kashe ɗansa.
So he will take it and give it to another.
Sai ya ce zai ɗauka daga hannunsu ya ba wa'ansu daban.
So he came to it and found nothing on it.
Ya zo gare su ko bai samu komai a wurinsu ba.
And we can do a word study on fig. It's used over and over again.
Zamu iya yin ainihin ko duba kalamu akan baure mu duba akai akai.
As a sign of peace in Israel.
Mu ko gani yana nan ne na alamun salama a bani Isra'ila.
They will sit under their vine and fig tree.
Za su zauna a karkashin gonar su ta baure.
So a healthy fig tree.
Ita ko baure da take da ainihin rai.
Is a sign of them being at peace with God.
Alama ce ta zamanto salama tare da Ubangiji Allah.
A dead fig tree is not.
Amma ko mataccen baure ko ba alama ce ta salama ba.
So he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves.
Sai ya zo gurin ta ya samu ba komai sai bau sai ganye kawai.
And remember Mark said,
kuntuna ba Markus yace,
it wasn't season for figs.
Ba lokaci ne na ainihin ƴaƴan baure ba.
The tree had a responsibility to produce fruit for God.
Ita ko itace tana da ainihin dama ta bada ƴaƴa ma Allah.
Even though it wasn't a season for fruit.
Koda shike ma ba ainihin lokaci ne na bada ƴaƴa ba.
God appointed Israel.
Allah ko ya riga ya ba tabbatar da Isra'ila.
As the people of God.
A matsayin mutanen Allah.
knowing that they would produce no fruit. God wanted fruit, but he looks for fruit, but he finds no fruit because they weren't appointed to produce fruit. How is that fair? You're not God. You don't get to question whether God is fair. Paraphrasing Romans 9. If you go back to Deuteronomy 32, before they went into the promised land, Moses said this would happen. Moses said that God would wet his glistening sword, and he would destroy Judah. God appointed it. But they had a duty to be righteous. So because of that, remember what we read. He's going to do it to them. He's going to cast them out like he did Ephraim, so they won't be a nation anymore. Says, since you didn't have fruit, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And the tree immediately withered. In the terms of a nation, nations usually die slowly. 40 years after Christ makes these statements, the nation that had been there for 1400 years withered and died. We might not think 40 years is immediately, but remember Mark, it was the next morning. Immediate is relative. So immediately the fig tree withered away. They killed the Christ, and God judged them for it, and they withered away. Then his disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? They don't see it as a physical parable. They just kind of go, wow, that's neat. And I'll tell you what, a lot of times people see the work of God, and they just go, wow.
This is true. Wow.
That's just natural. Boko Haram, Muslims.
Boko Haram, the Muslims.
They obviously hate Christians. It's really weird that they're so violent. But it's just natural. Instead of it being the judgment of God, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith, Judah didn't have faith. The sign of having faith is you obey God. You amend your ways. You keep the Sabbath. You don't abhor the oppress the widow and the poor.
The
those things we read about in Jeremiah 7
abubuwan da ake karantawa kwa Irmiya sura 7
and Isaiah 56
da kuma Ishaya sura 56
if you have faith
idan kuna da ban gaskiya
and do not doubt
ba ku koyi musu ba
if you trust in God
idan kuka gaskata da Allah
and do not doubt you will not only do what was done to the fig tree
idan ku ba ku yi shakka ba za ku yi abubuwa za ku yi abin da yafi wannan aka yi ma wannan aure
you will not only cause Israel to be cast out
ba wai kawai za ku sa ma a fidda bani Isra'ila gaban Allah kawai ba
but also if you say to this mountain
amma ko in kuka ce ma wannan dutse
The holy mountain,
wannan dutse mai tsarki,
the presence of God,
wanda yake da ainihin kasancewar Allah.
You will say to this mountain,
idan kuka ce wa wannan dutse,
be removed,
a cika fitar da cikin
to be cast into the sea,
wa tura ta cikin kura ku cikin teku.
So God's presence is no longer in Israel.
Saboda ko ba za a ci gaba da samun kasancewar Allah a bani Isra'ila kawai ba.
It's no longer on Mount Zion.
Ba zai zauna ne kawai a dusan Sihiyona ba.
Now his glory is through the whole earth.
Amma yanzu ko daukakarsa za a same shi a dukkan fadin duniya.
Did this happen?
Wannan ko ya faru ne?
The disciples had faith.
Almajiransa ko suna da ban gaskiya.
With the exception of Judas.
Sai dai ko banda Yahuda Iscariote.
And they caused
suka sa
the Jews to be destroyed.
Sun sa ko an halakar da ainihin Yahudawa.
Through the preaching of the gospel.
Ta wurin wa'azin kalmar Allah da suka yi.
They caused the presence of God.
Sun sa ko ainihin kasancewar Allah.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Ta wurin Ruhu mai tsarki.
To fill the whole earth.
Ya cika dukkan duniya.
They preached the gospel.
Sai yi wa'azin bishara Allah.
In Ethiopia.
Ainihin ko Habasha.
The apostles.
Ainihin almajiran Allah.
Had the faith.
Suna da ban gaskiya.
That they preached the gospel in Ethiopia.
Sun je sun yi wa'azin bishara a Habasha. Africa.
Spain.
Da Spain.
Babylon.
Da Babila.
Went out. Suka sea.
Suka je ainihin teku ke.
So when I said that yesterday,
yayin da nayi wannan bayani jiya,
I wanted to go through this exercise.
Na so in bi cikin yadda na kwalkwalo na fito da shi.
So you can see how it can be done.
Saboda ku ga yadda ya dace Krista mu rika mu'amala da kalmar Allah.
And if you've never done it before,
idan ko baka taba yin haka a da ba,
it takes time.
Yakan dauki lokaci sosai.
If you haven't read the Bible,
idan baka taba karanta littafi mai tsarki gabaki ɗaya ba,
however many times I've read it,
na san na karanta littafi daga farko zuwa ƙarshe sau da yawa.
It takes a lot longer to figure out the cross references.
Yakan dauki ainihin tsawon lokaci kafin ka san wanne littafi ne ya dona da wanne ne da wanne ne suka hada kai da wanne ne suka gama kai wanne ne ake nufi ka fito da ma'ana.
But when I said,
amma ko da nace
yesterday,
ajiya,
this is what he's really talking about.
Ga abin da yake magana akai.
Do you see what I said about deeper meanings?
Kun ga yadda nake magana cewa yana da zurfaffen ma'ana.
That you have to be able to go back to scripture.
Cewa dole ne ku sake komawa kan ainihin littattafai.
And make the argument from scripture.
Ku koyi ainihin muhawara daga cikin littafi mai tsarki.
And the point of this conference.
Kuma ainihin dalilin wannan bita da muke yi yau.
Isn't for you to watch me do it.
Ba wai domin ku dube ni ina yi in bi da ciki in fito da ma'anar ba.
Because the church in Nigeria will never be healed.
Ecclesia da ke Nigeria ba za ta taba samun warkaswa ba.
If you require a white man to come do it.
Idan kuna neman bature ne ya fito daga kasan waje ya zo ya aikata wannan.
You need to do it.
Dole ne ku ku aikata da kanku.
And you need to do the work.
Dole ne ku yi aikin da kanku.
To do it right.
Ku kuma yi shi a yadda ta dace.
And to do it carefully.
Ku kuma yi shi da adana a hankali.
Treat the sword of the word.
Ku koyi ma'amala da ainihin takobin Allah.
Much more carefully.
Fiye da ku yi shi da kula sosai.
Then you would treat a gun.
Kamar yadda za ka yi amfani da bindiga.
That is cocked and ready to fire.
Bindigan da an riga an ainihin cinna shi sauran adaka.
because mishandling the word of God does far more damage than any gun can ever do. These principles matter. But you have to be willing to do the work. Jacob. When Jacob was probably saved, it's when he got a new name. It's when he made the choice to obey God rather than obeying his own fears. He was sure Esau was going to kill him. He sends his servants far ahead. He sends Leah and her children way ahead. He cared more about them than he did his sheep. But not like Rachel and her children. He sends them out. I think it's a total of four layers. The picture is Jacob's going, Esau's going to kill me. Maybe after he kills all these animals, or maybe he'll just steal the animals to be satisfied. If not, maybe he'll kill my wife and children. And maybe he'll kill my favorite wife and child. But he hid behind all of them. And then he crosses back over the river. So maybe having a river between me and Esau. Maybe that will protect me. And then God comes. And he wrestles all night with God. When he's afraid and about to run, even though God said, go back to the promised land. He knew it was God that spoke to him. He liked it. Because Laban had been stealing stuff from him. And he had all this wealth. And then he finds Esau is coming. And the last thing he heard from Esau is, the next time I see you, I will kill you. And then Christ comes. Pre-incarnate Christ. Comes and wrestles with Jacob all night until the light finally starts shining. And then Jacob, his physical strength is wounded. He's humbled. He became a lame man for the rest of his life. You get the picture, right? It's wrestling with the word of God. It's not just going, oh, I'll open it up. Therefore they left the house of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and served wooden images. Oh, we shouldn't follow the faith of our fathers. We should go our own way. That's what people do here all the time. They don't wrestle with the word. They just grab a verse or a phrase and make up whatever they want to say about it. What you have to do, if you're faithful, what you have to do is wrestle with the word until two things happen. Until the light breaks forth. If you don't understand the passage, keep wrestling. If you don't know what God has to say to you, what truth He has revealed to His church, your duty is to keep wrestling. When I was in school, he made us wrestle. When you wrestle, it's hard. After about a minute and a half, your muscles are starting to shake. You're covered with sweat. They usually have rounds that are really short. Because wrestling is hard. And God gave the picture of wrestling with His word until the light breaks out. Not because it's easy, but because it's hard. So that's one thing that you always wrestle for. Keep wrestling until God gives you light. Not your own stupid opinion. Not some other man's stupid opinion. But what God said. And then the other thing that you have to keep wrestling with. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by God. By the inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Wrestle with it until it changes you. Jacob wrestled with God all night. And when he left, he wasn't the man he was before. He had a new name, Israel. But he also couldn't walk the way he did before. That's what the word does. You need to look for light and change. That's when you can move on. Let's close in prayer. Oh Lord God, I pray you stir the hearts of the people here. The people that are listening in the seminaries. That they don't play with your word. They don't put doctrinal statements and authority over your word. And Instead, they see you. Jesus Christ is the Word. Give them the strong desire to wrestle with you. Out of a desire to know you better. Out of a desire for truth. And out of a desire to be cleansed. We all need to be washed. We need to be purified. So that we can shine forth your glory. Use your word, Lord. Among the people who hear me, to produce a holy people in Nigeria, so those who do not believe can see your glory. Amen.